God, that is the most beautiful engagement ring ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you should know. You bought like a billion of them.
Yeah, you didn't get one.
Okay, well, tonight's the big night.
Hey, listen, how are you going to ask her?
It is going to be perfect. I am taking her to her favorite restaurant. I'm going to get her a bottle of the champagne that she really loves, therefore knows how expensive it is. Then, when the glasses are full, instead of proposing a toast, I'm just going to propose.
Oh.
Sounds perfect.
You're going to mess it up. Let me go.
I'm not going to mess it up.
If she says no, can I have the ring?
She's not going to say no.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Mama.
She did.
It's gone.
Petey.
Hi, Mama.
Practically kissing.
Kids, and the more people I bring, the better I look. So, Monica, Chandler?
Well, Monica and Chandler can't go. We're going to dinner, remember?
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. What's the big deal?
I just get mad when Rachel doesn't remember where we're going.
Where are you going?
How about you guys? Open bar? I think so. I can do that for the kids.
Hey, you know what? I'll come, too. I'm making money now. It's about time I get something back.
Well, you could also give back the money you owe me.
Okay. Have a benefit.
Hey, Ross, look, can you come to a charity next night?
Oh, no, I have plans with Elizabeth.
Oh, so you're already doing your part for the kids.
Sorry, it's just one of our last nights together before she leaves for camp. To be a counselor.
Well, let me ask you a question. All jokes aside, where's this relationship going?
Wait a minute, all jokes aside, I didn't agree to that.
Do you really see this as a long-term thing?
I don't know.
You know, you are 12 years older than her.
Wait a minute, does everyone feel this way?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, oh, wow. I thought you guys were just, like, making jokes. I had no idea. Well, you know what? You guys are wrong. Well, yes, there is a chronological age difference, but I never noticed it. You know why? Because she is very mature. Besides, it doesn't really matter to me what you guys think. I mean, I'm the one dating Elizabeth, not you.
That's what she said last night.
See, now he could date her.
Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Hey, you marry me. What's going on, little elves?
It's the big night. We wanted to wish you good luck.
Yeah, you have the ring?
Yeah, right here in my pocket. Please. Okay, now will you guys get out of here? I want this to be a surprise, and she's going to know.
Yeah, you guys get out of here. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. What's going on?
We're just really excited about this charity event that we threw.
Oh, thank you. So, now, what's going on here?
This is the final auction. They lay out all the stuff here, and then you write down your offer, and then the highest bid gets it.
Now, I know what a silent auction is. I meant, what's going on with your hair?
Why? No, it's nice.
Nice to see you, Rachel.
Oh,
So glad you brought someone.
Someone? I brought people. Mr. Thompson, this is Phoebe. Phoebe, this is Mr. Thompson. He's the head of my department. And I also brought my friend Joey.
Oh, shrimp toast.
I don't know where he is.
Well, I hope you're going to bid on some things, Rachel.
Well, you know what? Actually, I was about to bid on this lovely trip to Paris.
Oh, nice choice.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, $20.
What's going on?
The guys across the hall are throwing water balloons at us.
Well, you have to call the police. That's what I did to the kids in my building.
No, it's a water balloon fight. We started it.
Oh, I just stopped by to see if you wanted to see this play tonight. It's supposed to be excellent. The director is...
Who was that called, the kamikaze? Nobody. He's one of me!
Okay, can I just... to foster you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So this play, what do you think? It's gotten great reviews. You know, the...
Our next item is the romantic trip to Paris. It goes to Emil Alexander with a high bid of $2,300.
Ah, so close. Hey, you guys. Look,
hey.
Got me some drinks. What are you doing? Open bar.
And finally, our biggest item of the night, the 22-foot Gentleman's Day Sailor sailboat. The winning bid was a whopping $20,000.
I won! That was my guess! What?
I guess $20,000!
Joey, it is an auction. You don't guess, you buy!
What? I don't have $20,000? Congratulations on your new boat, Joey Tribbiani!
Forget her. You enjoyed this.
What?
What are you doing?
One nation. Under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I remembered it. The champagne is here.
You okay?
Yes, yes, I'm good. Are you good? Are you good? Is everything, are you perfect?
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm actually a little cold, but can I have your jacket?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't have my jacket. Because then I would be cold. If you thought that you were going to be cold, you should have brought your own jacket. But other than that, are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you sure you're okay?
Yes, I'm fine. In fact, I've been fine for a long time now, and I think the reason is you.
Oh, it's me.
Okay, before I met you, I had really little life. And I couldn't imagine growing old with...
Oh, my God.
I know, but just let me say it.
Oh, my God, Richard.
What? I'm Chandler. Oh, that's Richard.
Oh, gosh. Maybe he won't see you. Richard!
Monica, Chandler.
There he is. I don't know why I did that.
Good to see you.
You too. You let your hair grow long.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You always wanted me to. I think you got your mustache back.
Well, my nose got lonely.
And you don't have a mustache, which is good. I'm Chandler. I make jokes when I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa. Monica, Chandler, we used to date.
Richard, no one's supposed to know about us. I did it again.
Chandler, well, why don't you sit down?
Yeah, I'll sit down.
Good to see you.
Your table's ready, sir.
Oh.
interested to see that.
Yes. Or if you prefer, this table's available.
That might be fun.
What were you thinking?
I didn't know it was an auction.
What?
I figured I'd take a guess. It's up for charity. Free boat.
Why would a charity give away a free boat?
I don't know. Charity?
Oh. I'll just buy the damn boat. Kitty, don't you think you've had enough to drink? I'm just helping the kids.
How is you drinking helping the kids?
Because the more I drink, the less there is for the kids to drink.
Mr. Triviani,
what?
Your generous contribution brings us a big step closer to building the youth center.
Just out of curiosity, how much is that boat worth?
I think it was valued at $19,000.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
So, bad news. I can't buy the boat. I don't have any money.
Kelly, good one.
That's good. Very good.
Miss, I think I'm going to take off.
Joey, you're free to buy that boat, all right? It is a contract. If I give me, my boss is going to kill me.
Well, what am I going to do, Rach?
I make that kind of money. No, okay. All right,
this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the next highest bidder, and we're just going to let them buy it, and then you're just going to pay the difference.
Okay.
Look, I don't know why the kids need a youth center anyway.
You know,
they should just watch TV after school like I did. And I turned out fine.
Not great. So we're hiding in the bathroom.
And then I sneak out, but before Monica can, her parents come in.
So I hide in the shower, and then next thing you know, they're going at it right on the bathroom floor.
I got a good one. I got a good one. I once walked in on both my parents making love to the same guy.
It's so great seeing you guys here. I'd like to make a toast. As Paul once said, in the sweetness of friendship, let there be laughter and sharing of pleasures, for in the dew of little things, the heart finds its morning and is refreshed.
Oh.
What?
Oh, my God, you guys!
Before you say anything, if we got a story for you, guess who we bumped into at dinner?
Who? Richard!
Oh.
I thought you were going out with Elizabeth.
Yeah, I was, but she was a little busy with a water balloon fight.
Oh, Bob, sometimes grown-ups have commitments they just can't get out of.
Maybe she is too young for me. When I was over there, she was running around with her friends. I felt like I was a babysitter. I finally started to see what you guys were talking about. I don't know what to do.
Why don't you just weigh out the good stuff about the relationship against the bad stuff? I mean, that's what I did when I first started weighing stuff.
Okay, bad stuff. Well, I'm 12 years older than she is.
If the school finds out, you're fired.
Well,
she's leaving for 3 months.
Or camp. Okay, good stuff. Well, she's sweet and pretty and...
Look, Ross, the only question you need to ask is, do you see a future? I mean, like, do you see yourself marrying her? Oh, my God, you did it already. You married her, didn't you?
No, I didn't do that. It's just... Okay, honestly, no. I don't see a big future with her.
Okay, well, I think that's your answer.
I gotta talk to her. Oh, I hate this part.
You have to forget about Elizabeth. I mean, if you're not careful, you may not get married at all this year. Wait. The next highest bidder is at table one.
Oh, great.
Oh, and the guy who got the Paris trip is at table four.
Oh, okay. Why do you care about the guy who won the Paris trip? It's a trip for two. Is the person who won the Paris trip at this table?
That was me.
Oh, I should pick.
Excuse me, is there a Mr. Beaumont at this table?
That's me.
Ah, yeah.
Well, hello. This is your
are the lucky day, Mr. Beaumont. The gentleman Dave Taylor has just become available again, and I believe that you made a bid of $18,000.
Yeah, you have to pay that. It's not just a guess.
Okay.
I was actually relieved I didn't win the boat. My wife would have killed me.
Oh, you kidding me? She's going to love this boat.
Yeah, what is your wife's name?
It's Pam.
Pam! Oh, Bobby, okay. Just imagine this. The Pam.
Oh. I don't think she'd like that.
Okay, imagine this. The Mr. Beaumont.
No. I don't think so, dear.
Okay, look, let me paint you a little picture. All right, you are setting sail up the Hudson. You got the wind in your arms. You get all the peace and quiet that you've always wanted. You get back to nature. You can go fishing. You can get on your little hat and have people call you Captain. And then when you're old, Captain.
What the hell? It's for a good cause. All right.
Oh,
no way. It's mine.
What?
All that stuff you just said, I want that.
Who cares? I'll make payments, whatever it takes. I want them, Mr. Beaumont. Oh, my God, you're back. Oh, Mr. Dean, let me see your hand. Why do you want to see my hand? I want to see what's in your hand. I want to see the trash. Ew. Oh, it's all dirty. You should throw this out. Okay.
What did you guys just do?
What happened?
Richard was there, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I was going to do it tomorrow, you know, and surprise her. But now you ruined it.
Oh, we didn't ruin it.
Who walks into a room and asks to see a person's hands?
Well, a palm reader, a manicurist, a hand doctor.
Glove salesman.
This is terrible. What am I going to do?
Look, she only suspects something, okay? She doesn't know for sure, so just throw her off the track.
That's right. I can throw her off. I can make her think that marriage is the last thing on my mind.
Yeah. Convince her that you're scared of commitment.
I can do that. I've had 30 years of practice.
Hey, being you is finally going to pay off.
I had to go all the way to the basement because some idiot keeps stuffing the trash chute with pizza boxes.
The guy's still doing that.
Oh, my God, you're too late. She already took out the trash.
Wow. I have never had such a healthy breakup. She was such a grown-up about it. She didn't seem too immature for me. Did I just make a huge mistake?
Elizabeth, thank God, I was just thinking about
it. You suck!
What? Okay. Breakup still on.
Okay, here she comes. How do I look? Do I look like a guy who doesn't want to get married?
Yeah.
And also, a little like a French guy. I never noticed that before.
What are you up to?
Oh, just hanging out, talking about websites. Yeah. Yeah, we saw this really interesting website about marriage and how totally unnecessary it is and how it's just a way for the government to keep tabs on you.
Yeah, big brother.
That's a little crazy. Although I am, glad to hear that you're branching out on what you look at on the internet.
Yeah. It's got me thinking, though, why would anybody ever want to get married, huh?
Why? To celebrate your relationship? To solidify your commitment? To declare your love for one another to the world?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
The Mr. Beaumont here!
Monica,
there's
a customer who wants to compliment the chef. Shall I let him in?
Sure, I love this part. Come on in.
Hi.
Richard.
Actually, I'm not here to compliment the chef.
Oh, that's okay.
hate when people come back to compliment a chef. Like, I have nothing better to do. So what's that?
Well, it was great seeing you the other night.
Oh, good to see you, too. Did you come down here to tell me that?
No. Came here to tell you something else. Came here to tell you I still love you.